Fitter, Happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier. The time during pregnancy and after giving birth is an important time for both the mother and their baby. Taking care of yourself physically and emotionally can help you and your baby to stay healthy during the pregnancy and beyond. Joining us this morning to discuss all about perinatal health and well-being is Natalie Hurd, nurse educator with the Statewide Perinatal Infant Mental Health Program. Welcome, Natalie. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Joy. It's a pleasure to be talking to you today.
No problem. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and your role in the Women and Newborn Health Service?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a mental health nurse. I've spent a bit over 30 years now working in mental health, and for the last 14 or so years in perinatal mental health here at the Women's and Newborn Health Service at King Edward's. We have a mother and baby unit on site, which is an inpatient unit for women who are experiencing difficulties in that perinatal period. And most recently, I've been working as a nurse educator with the Statewide Perinatal and Infant Mental Health Program. And part of this program, and what my role essentially is to educate health providers, clinicians who work with women in that really important perinatal period, and teach them how to screen for depression, for anxiety, give them information on perinatal anxiety disorders, and also how to manage and support women with serious mental illnesses in the perinatal period.
Wow, very important job that you have there. Why is that so crucial for an expectant mother to take care of herself while she's pregnant?
Well, pregnancy is a time where there are so many physical, emotional and psychological changes that actually happen. It can be a wonderful time, and it's a time where women really look forward to bonding with their baby through pregnancy and in the birth. But also what's happening is that it makes all those changes makes women much, much more vulnerable to physical and mental health complications throughout that time. And when you take that time to focus on your self-care that involves your physical, emotional and mental health, it helps to ensure that you have a healthy pregnancy, it helps to protect the developing infant, and it reduces the risks of pregnancy and birth complications as well. And when you set yourself up for a healthy pregnancy and into that birth period, it really helps support you through to that transition to motherhood. In those early days, after you've given birth and you're bonding and attaching with your baby, to be able to focus on that and have good physical and mental health, it really sets you up for great outcomes for both you and your infant.
Yeah, so actually, how can women keep themselves physically and mentally healthy while they're pregnant? Do you have any good tips?
Yeah, look, there are a lot of things that you can do to maintain your physical health throughout the pregnancy. And probably the first one that I would suggest is your sleep. Sleep is really vital for your physical and your mental health. And we know that pregnancy is a time where women can become, physically unwell, they become uncomfortable, and sleep is often the first thing that is disturbed because of that. So things that you can do to help with that is by setting yourself up with a really good sleep routine. Mm-hmm. So at night time, go to bed at a regular time, stay away from screens as much as possible, using mindfulness or meditation apps to help calm and relax your mind and relax your body. And that really just sets you up for a really good night's sleep.
Yeah, that sounds really the way to go, and especially if you're tired after being on your legs, for example, during a long day, if you're still working, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Your sleep is really, really important. And there's a few other things that you can do as well, looking at your diet, and it's the same at any other time in your life, but especially important when you're pregnant, to make sure you do get a really good balanced diet. The Australian Government Health Guidelines really looks at things like a wide range of fruit and vegetables, legumes, beans, all that sort of stuff, lean meats, whole grain cereals, and it's your basic healthy diet that you follow.
Nice. And looking after your emotional health is probably just as important than looking at your physical health as well. How can women take care of that during this time, their well-being?
Yeah, look, your emotional health is also like one of the most important things that you'll actually have to look after, because physically and emotionally, as I said, there's lots of changes. But it's really normal to have those changes throughout pregnancy, to have a wide-ranging emotions that go up and down. The hormones changing your body mean that you have a heightened emotions, both positive and negative, and you do swing between them all. And women often feel very worried about that and don't understand that that's a very normal part of that process. The hormones often make you feel fatigued and forgetful as well. So it's important to look at what's actually happening with that and understand that's a normal process of what's actually happening for you. But essentially, if at any time a woman experiences these emotional changes and they find them distressing or overwhelming or don't feel that maybe this is a normal part or it's more than what they imagine it to be, it's really important that they seek out some support and guidance and some help with that by seeing their GP, talking to their midwife, or just following up with, is this normal what I'm experiencing and should I be doing something else about it?
Great. And this week is also Perinatal Mental Health Week. So can you tell us a bit more about the importance behind this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Perinatal Mental Health Week is a really important week. It's a time essentially to look at, to bring awareness to what happens for women and families in that perinatal period. So really from conception to 12 months, 2 years post the birth of that baby. This week from Perinatal Mental Health, their theme is We're Here and We See You. And it's about letting people know that there are support services out there for them, that we know that time of conception through to birth and beyond can be a time where people are very vulnerable, they can feel overwhelmed, they can feel isolated, but there's a lot of support that's actually out there for them. We know that 1 in 5 new mums and 1 in 10 new dads experience perinatal depression and anxiety, which really equates to around 100,000 Australian parents each year.
Wow.
And often people don't seek out help and support because they don't know that what's normal and what's not, or they don't know where to go to for support and for help.
And so where can people go for that and for further information about...
Yeah, absolutely. There is a lot of support services out there. When we raise awareness, what we're hoping is it's not only the families, the parents themselves, but their extended families and their friends are aware as well, and that they know to ask, how are you going? Is everything actually okay? If the woman wants more information or family members want more information, it's really important to access really good quality information. So not so much on social media, but more about going and having a chat with your doctor, having a chat with your midwife, looking at the Australian Government Health Guidelines. The Healthy WA website's got a lot of information on it. But people can also go to the Perinatal and Infant Mental Health Week website. There's a huge amount of resources on that website and links to all different sorts of resources that are actually available for them.
That's great. It looks like a lot of information is out there, so it's just a matter of making sure that everyone knows about it, and we'll make sure that a lot of people know about it. I've got another question, maybe last question as well for this morning. What do you think about, you know, women who are entrepreneur and run their own business, and they kind of struggle to, when they're pregnant, to actually know when they should say no and when they should stop their activity for a little while, because some of them feel like they could be, you know, that power woman that can go through till the end?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and that's hard. It's hard for many women. And what all I can suggest is to really get to know yourself. Set down some sort of goals and some boundaries around what you can and can't achieve and what's reasonable. Don't put too much pressure on yourself to do too much too soon, and have a think about how you're going to manage this down the track. The other thing that's really important at that time is by looking at your community, looking at what's happening around you and your family members, and thinking about how you ask for support and for help at that time. You know, get other people involved. Many years ago, we raised our children in a village where we had a lot of support, with family and friends, and it's so much less so now, especially with COVID and isolation and a lot of financial pressure for women to work. But it's just such an important time to really think about how that process runs for you. And it's not a short-term thing, it's long-term. Being pregnant, having a baby, it is exhausting. And as much support as you can gather at that time to achieve what you need to achieve is going to be so important.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the record, Natalie. We learned a lot and it was lovely to speak to you. That was Natalie Hearn, nurse educator at the Statewide Perinatal Infant Mental Health Program. Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.